Hello, No BS Women. Coach Lisa here. Welcome as everybody joins the webinar and is admitted. Oops, I was going to check that. I am Coach Lisa. I am your body image and sex coach. Welcome, everybody. You can tell me in the chat where you're coming in from. I would love to hear it. I see somebody that I know. Sounds like she might be at the gym. I don't know. But yeah, share with me in the chat that you can hear me, that all is well. Where are you coming from and how are you doing today? This is a fairly informal coaching call for anybody who has not been here before. Well, we have some people from Minnesota and from Texas and Chicago. I love it. This is what we call our body image and sex coaching. I would like to warn you, there is often explicit things we discuss during this call. This is a very safe place to do that. And if it's something that you're not comfortable with, then this really isn't the call for you. We have so many calls every week that are addressed to just everything else. This once a month call is a place where we can discuss the things that you may find difficult to discuss other places. You may not have people in your life that you can talk to about these things related to sex, related to intimacy, related to your body image, how you feel about that. And ultimately, it can all be related to if any of that is standing in your way of weight loss or in your way of living the life that you want. That's why we're here. That's why we get this time once a month to talk about it. So, first things first, if anybody does want coaching, please raise your hand. We really count on people being brave and raising their hand. You can actually just come up to talk to me about something, or you can come up saying, I'd like coaching about something specific. I'm here for either one. I do have a question that was brought to me ahead of time. So, I will definitely answer that question first. We have Lori from SoCal and Richmond. We have someone from Florida, from all over the states. I love it. Any Canadians in the house? If those of you who don't know, I am the one and only Canadian coach. Don't hate me, love me. I don't know. We're going to leave all that aside, but I am from Canada and it's kind of my claim to fame that I'm the one and only outside of the states. So, like I said, we're here to talk about body image and sex. And yes, Lori is introducing herself in the chat. She is the person, the amazing Lori, who will answer your questions when you send them to support@pmptribe.com. So when you have questions, that's one of the people that is answering them, somebody who's on this call at the gym and multitasking right now. I love it. What a great example, Lori. For those of you who don't know, I also do offer private coaching. So if you want to talk about something more privately, that's a great place to do it. You don't have to talk about it in front of everybody, but this is also a place that you can do it anytime. So far nobody has their hands raised. So I am going to go over the question that I was given. The other thing you can do, if anybody has any questions, you can type them in the Q&A. Then it is anonymous and I'll answer your questions. The question that was brought to me today, though, was how do you have spontaneity if you have to wait for something like Viagra to kick in? So that can be 1 to 2 hours. And so this member was asking me, how do you make space for spontaneity when you have to do that? My answer would be, you get to manage your spontaneity a little bit. I actually didn't. There's spontaneous, and then there's spontaneous, we know it's coming. The initial answer that I gave her right away was foreplay. That's how I'd fill the time. And she laughed because, yes, that's true. Foreplay can definitely fill that time. But it can also be sort of a discussion that, hey, how about we get spontaneous tonight? I would suppose it really comes down to how spontaneous you're trying to be and do we really want to be that spontaneous? Like, if you've kind of got this 15-minute window, those may not work quite the same way unless he knows in advance or unless you find something more fast acting. I personally don't know if different medications do act faster than others. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, what my husband takes is Cialis. It's not actually Viagra. So that one, I don't even know if I know how long it takes to kick in. I think maybe an hour. That's what I would guess, because I know we've been in the middle of an evening with other people, and I've texted him, "Hey, did you take a pill yet?" And next thing I know, he's getting up and leaving, and he goes and gets that, and then we are all set for the evening. So I guess it just depends on, as far as spontaneous goes. Yeah, some of that spontaneity may be removed, but you get to have a little more anticipation. And I don't know about any of you, but I really enjoy anticipation. Well, there you go. Dana gave us an answer. Most oral medications take 45 to 60 minutes to work. So yeah, my guess was right. I'm not a doctor, but my guess was right. About an hour is what I find. Now, I think actually what this person who asked this question said to me was that I guess it's even more effective after 2 hours. That I don't know. I don't think I've paid attention to that. So, a great thing to pay attention to know what's the window and when does it work best. But then we get to plan our spontaneity around that. Has anybody else ever had an experience with that where they've tried to be spontaneous but having to use something like medication? I would love to hear what you have to say. You could post it in the Q&A if you don't want to attach your name to it, or you can post it in the chat. We're all here. We're all friends. All right. I don't have any questions, ladies. I would like to know what you're all here for. Half-life of medication is about 4 hours, so it could work for 4 to 6. Well, that's really good information to know. And I think the difference is, as far as I remember my husband joking about Cialis being called the weekender. So I think the idea of that particular medication is that it can last longer. Maybe the erection's not as strong. I don't know. Big, long lasting? I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, some people say stuff can last for 12 hours. A lot of this is trial and error, right? Okay. We have some questions in the Q&A. Thank you, ladies. So, first question, my husband cheated on me and I don't feel comfortable with my body or with him anymore. Okay, so I'm sorry to hear that, first of all. Second of all, it's not about you. So, the thoughts you're having when you don't feel comfortable, that's most likely because of trust. Right? There's a trust issue. A trust has been broken, and that's definitely something you're going to want to work on. It's not necessarily something that you're going to do all on your own. You're going to need him to take part in that. Oftentimes, people go to couples therapy, counseling, that type of thing, so that they can talk openly and comfortably with somebody else there supporting them. I will tell you, this is something that happens way more often than you might think. And the decision to how to move forward is completely up to you, and you're going to know what's right or wrong. You can work on building that comfort and being comfortable with your body and with him, or comfortable with your body with or without him. The reason you're likely not feeling comfortable now is just because you're making all of this means something about you and something about your body, that that's likely why this happened, which is not true. This can happen to people of any shape, size, whatever. Those aren't real indicators. And if it is, then maybe it's not the right person to be with, right? That's what you want to really keep in mind. I'm wondering if that has answered your question. Ways to work. Let's think about this. Ways to work on feeling comfortable with your body. This month is a great example of that. We're working on journaling in the No BS weight loss course here in the membership. And so this would be a great thing to do some journaling on, to write it out. Why am I not feeling comfortable with my body? Tons of us have not been cheated on and we don't feel comfortable with our body. So that's what I would like you to check in on. Has this always been the case, or is it just since the cheating? Because if it's just since the cheating, then it's likely it's whatever you're making the cheating mean about your body and whether or not he likes it. That's so you would need to sort of discuss that and get into that with him. If you're not feeling comfortable with him, again, it makes sense right now. That trust has been broken. That trust may take some time to build it back up and to work on. So that again isn't going to happen overnight. That type of thing takes time. So I want you to give yourself some time and some space to know it's normal to feel that way. And now you get to make some decisions and you can work on you and how you feel comfortable with your own body. That would be step one. How to feel comfortable with your own body. And yeah, work through that. Okay. Another person has said, I'm afraid to initiate because my experience has always been painful. Okay, so it sounds like you're saying you're afraid to initiate intercourse. Is that what you're saying? Or are you just afraid to initiate intimacy? Or I wish I had more details with this. So maybe anonymous, you could post a few more details. And I'm so sorry. Everybody has posted anonymously. So, all right. I think this anonymous yes came in right as I was doing that. So intercourse is painful. Thank you so much. So, okay. Intercourse is painful. So it makes sense then why you would have this fear come up, because what your body is anticipating is pain. One of the issues with that is that we can actually tighten things up and create more pain when we do that. So what I would really encourage you to do is, one, take things slower. You need to give your body some time to loosen up, to adjust, and to kind of let go, if you will. We want to make sure that things aren't tightening up because of your anticipation of the pain. Second of all, we want to make sure that you have an appropriate lubricant available. So if you've tried things in the past and they work, that's great. If you've tried things in the past and they weren't great, try something new. You want to make sure that you have something that does lubricate very well so that that's not part of the problem. But most of the time in my experience, it really is that we kind of get tense and we tense things up, and then it does become just more and more painful. One of the techniques that I find that can be really helpful is just massage. I mean, sure, it'd be great. Massage your back. That's fine. But actually massaging your vulva, and you or your partner, it is a great way to just loosen things up. You're massaging externally as if it was like a mini back. Just massage the whole thing. There are so many nerve endings there as well that's really going to loosen things up. And it may seem funny at first if you've never done it before, but it really can help with that kind of getting in the mood, that loosening things up. That would be, as far as technique wise, what I would recommend. I would also hope that if this has been an ongoing problem, that you would speak to a doctor just to make sure. Because for me in the past, actually, what happened, intercourse was painful, but what I finally figured out after some trial and error was different positions were more painful. So with my husband coming from behind, the angle, if I was like on all fours, the angle of that was so painful. And it was just, I guess, that he was like hitting against something. So what I ended up finding out was that I had really bad fibroids at that time. And I mean, I didn't know that because it wasn't really bothering me in other ways. But it was bothering me in that way. So when I went to the doctor, they had me go get an ultrasound, and that's what they found. So there can be something along those lines that you may want to investigate. Otherwise, you want to work on the relaxing of the muscles. If any of you have ever done Kegel exercises, you know, where the way my, I have a pelvic physiotherapist that I've seen, she talks about the key, the, it's like you're picking up a blueberry and that's how you know you're tightening that muscle. But picking up is one part of it. Letting it back down is another. And that was part of my issue too, was that I could tighten that up, no problem, but not necessarily release it. And both are apparently just as important. And this is one of those reasons, because if you're not able to release the muscles, then you can sometimes find pain with intercourse. So give those things a try. Maybe or maybe not speak to your physician to see about that. And then work on, as you're trying those things, getting out of your head about it, because it's kind of, I could easily relate it to doable hunger. It's very much related to the same thing. Give yourself a time to experiment and know that if it's painful, you can stop, right? And let your partner know that too. Look, if it's painful, we're going to stop. We can try again. We can try a different position. We can try more lube. We can try relaxing. There's actually a comment in the chat. Thank you, Christy, that says there are compound vaginal suppositories that can be prescribed to help relax those muscles. And pelvic floor exercises help too. Yes, exactly. So that's the like picking up the blueberry and setting the blueberry back down. There are also actual tools to help with that. Like that's a, I see a pelvic physiotherapist, and that's who gave me the exercises to do, but there are also tools, different things like Benoit balls that are different weights, things like that, that can help either strengthen or help you let go of those, release those muscles. Intimate Rose has tools too, is a comment in the chat. There you go. So there are different tools to help you with that. But just so you know, it could just be that we're tightening up with that anticipation, and that's what's causing some of the discomfort as well, possibly. All right. Another question we have, and nobody's raised their hand for coaching. So I would love for somebody to please raise your hand so we can do just a little bit of coaching, because that's what we're here for. Don't leave me up here all alone. Come on, ladies. I need you. Okay. Anonymous, because of my size, I have difficulty reaching private areas, okay, and maintaining hygiene and wiping myself when using the toilet. It's embarrassing to admit. Okay, yeah, I get that. It's my biggest why, because I hate having this problem. Additionally, because of my reaching problems, I have difficulty using toys for pleasure, single and not in a relationship. Okay, so one, as far as hygiene goes, we would just want to start getting creative here, finding different tools, different, I'm thinking like different tools that you can use to give yourself that extra reach for cleaning. Another thing that I've used, that would be very helpful is like, you know, the, bidet, like a bidet in different countries mostly have a lot of, they have bidets a lot of the time. But what I got myself was actually just, it was off of Amazon and it was like $20. It's a seat that fits over the toilet seat. You put a little bit of water in it, you turn it on, and it acts like a bidet. So it's like this lovely little water fountain that cleans you off. Oh, there you go. Somebody also said Amazon has some long portable wand bidets. That might be even better. So using something like that might really help you to, with reaching and maintaining hygiene in that area. Because yeah, we do, you know what? You're here. You're an obese woman. I know it was difficult to ask this question. I'm so glad you did though, because if you think you're the only one, I guarantee you're wrong. You're not going to be the only one in this membership that has this issue. You just may be the only one today that asked. So, your questions are always appreciated. Just remember that. Second, there are definitely toys that you can use that will give you more reach. And spoiling my surprise here, Anonymous, but, I know I've mentioned on some of the other calls A couple times a year, my husband and I go to this resort in Mexico when we go on vacation. And it is kind of a very sexy themed resort for those of you that don't know. It's called Temptation. I'm not like affiliated with them or anything. We just like going there. You can actually buy like timeshares with them or whatever. We don't even have that. So like I'm very not affiliated, but we like to go there. We've been going there for years. The main reason we like to go there is because the motto of the place is nobody knows you, nobody gives a shit. They don't care what size, shape, color, doesn't matter. None of that matters. Everybody's just there to have a really good time. There are some swingers and stuff like that. Yes, some of those people might be looking for specific things. But I have been there at every size and every time I am always like, we are always approached by people. We're not actually swingers. Not that we haven't tried it, but we are not. We've tried things, we've made decisions, and we're not. So there's somebody for everybody. There are singles that go there. The idea is it's just fun and it's sexy and everything's kind of related to that. And we are going there on Friday. So one of the things that I like to do when we're going to go on these vacations is build some anticipation. So I bought myself a new toy and I was going to share it with you all, but I'm warning you, I haven't tried it yet. So I'm sharing this without knowing whether it's good, but it is made by the same company, Womanizer, that those of you know, is Corinne's favorite as well. And I have talked to you before about Womanizer products, but the reason I bring it up right now is because what this one is, the Womanizer is one that gives air. Blows air. I love their packaging too, by the way. That has like that air function and are usually a clitoral stimulator. This one is to go inside with that same air function and is a G-spot stimulator. But what this made me think of for Anonymous is it's kind of got a decent reach. So what if you were to use, you could totally use this on your clitoris. And it would give you so much more reach than a typical clitoral stimulator. So if that's something you're interested in, this would be a great one for that. I will also mention that aside from these air ones, which have always been my favorite, so I'm gonna try this G-spot vibrator one when I'm on vacation. For those of you that wanna know, I can tell you afterwards how it goes. But the other one that is my favorite is called the Wand. And it is, hold on. I don't actually have it here, but I do have the box. That's not the box. No, I lied. That's not the box. This is the box, an even bigger box. So this thing is 18 inches long. I love this one because again, so this is the rechargeable version. I think I still have the plug-in one too, but I love the rechargeable one. It's just great. And it gives you that reach. It gives you that reach with just the vibration. So definitely something that you can try. And it is again a common thing. I know our amazing coach Julie, who was the initial sex coach here in No BS. She commented just, issues with her hands. So sometimes holding things that way were difficult. So having things with longer arms, more reach, made that so much easier. So again, thank you so much for asking those questions. And try out those toys to see if that helps at all. Maybe look at that portable wand bidet or the one that I said that sits on the seat and see if that's helpful for you. All righty. I have one more question. I had somebody with their hand raised, but now they've put it down. I don't know. Did all the pulling out of sex toys scare you off? I'm so sorry. I don't have to talk about sex toys. All right. I am here to get some motivation to start dating again. All right. Just put myself out there, even though I'm 300 pounds. Is that even possible? Absolutely, that's possible. Where's Okay, what was your name from last? You need to go back and listen to my sex calls last month. I think it was February's call, or it might have been January. Some of your regulars might remember. And the woman on that call was saying how, when she goes on a date, she has no problem getting laid, and it's just having the relationship. So, doesn't matter your weight, and I have no idea what her weight was, but. So yes, my first answer is yes, it's even possible. Physical intimacy is really missing for me, and not having it is affecting my psyche. Okay, so one, you need to start treating yourself like you are somebody who is worthy of physical intimacy, because you're the only one that can decide that. The only one that can decide that you're worthy of that. So I want you to keep that in mind. If somebody pays you attention, but you're thought is, I don't deserve this physical intimacy because I'm whatever, 300 pounds. Doesn't matter what they do, you're not going to feel worthy or deserving and enjoy it as much as you possibly could. So, this is a great thing for you to start journaling on, to do a little bit of writing and be like, really, what's in my way? Matter of factly, what is in my way? What am I so afraid of? If you want physical intimacy, there are people out there that probably want to have it with you too. They just don't know it yet. So start putting yourself out there. Start being the version of you that you want to be, and come and let us know. If you weren't anonymous, we could hold you accountable to this. So if you decide to let us know who you are, we could hold you accountable. Either way, I would love for you to come back to the call next month. Next month's call, I'm actually later in the month. I think it's like the 29th of April or something like that. So you've got like 5 weeks. How many dates could you go on in 5 weeks if you just decided this is what I'm doing? And then think about what level of physical intimacy could you strive for? Could it be holding hands at first? Could it just be some kind of connection? Does it need to be sex? I don't know. You get to decide. Because right now, we want to stop letting this lack of physical intimacy affect your psyche. That's definitely something that you can work on in journaling, is why is this affecting my psyche? What am I making it mean? What am I saying to myself about it? What am I telling myself about it? That's what's super important to pay attention to, because that doesn't change automatically, even if you do go out on a date. So, yes, it's absolutely worth dating. What's going to motivate you to do it? Probably the desire, probably the thinking about having a good time, the thinking about the connection and the intimacy that could be had if you did that. Is it all going to be rainbows and daisies? No, it's not, because you're looking at connecting with other human beings, especially human beings who maybe aren't in no BS and don't do the thought work and don't understand things the way we do. But that's okay. That's okay. Just you get to put yourself out there, and you get to be whoever you want to be as you do it. Okay. Last one said, I love how you're so open and matter of fact about all this. Well, thank you. And you're welcome. I love that you all come here and that you all ask questions. That's the only reason I get to be here. If nobody came to these calls, Corinne would be like, why the hell am I paying you to come to do these calls if nobody even wants to, you to do them? So I always have to make sure she knows how valuable these are to the people that do come. I do know that there are some people that have, like, are kind of regulars that come to these calls that weren't able to make tonight. So I know as we get into spring and into summer, well, on this side of the globe anyways, it can be a little difficult for people, but make sure you watch the replay if you don't get to the calls live, because that's the kind of information we track as well. Now, I don't have any more questions, and I've got no hands raised. So, anybody have any more questions? Anything they want to talk about? Anything you want to know about? I was also going to discuss with people this idea of body image and body. Somebody said these calls are awesome. I don't have specific questions, but these are always so informative. Well, I guess my question to you would be, is there anything you'd like information on? Is there anything you'd like to hear more about? Let me know. So there was this post that I saw on Instagram that about the body image spectrum. Nancy says, to help with body image, I write down every day one thing I love about myself, and it has helped tremendously. That's something we talked about last month, and I love that, Nancy. Every day, writing down something you love about yourself. Because, so on the body image spectrum, basically, it's, I don't even have my whiteboard. Basically, it is talking about a spectrum that kind of, if you think about a line, that goes from something like hating your body, which would probably be the one extreme, to the other end of the spectrum, which is like complete body liberation, is the way that it was put in the information I was looking at. But all the way in between are different levels. And we're not working to go from hating our body to feeling completely liberated and it all being fine. We want to pay attention to the different spots along the way. Things like tolerance, respect, acceptance, appreciation. There's neutrality, trust, confidence, body compassion, body love, and then finally that body liberation. Like if you think of it as a whole spectrum, then you can see how you may sometimes be, a little higher, sometimes be a little lower, but you're trying to work your way sort of up the spectrum a bit. Things like respect and acceptance can be huge, but they don't happen without tolerance. So that's something to think about this idea of our body image and the spectrum of our thoughts about it. Some anonymous posted a question. It is, I recently saw a plus size model in a Sports Illustrated swimsuit magazine and cried my eyes out, thinking of I had seen bodies like mine. Had I seen bodies like mine be accepted, I could have avoided so much pain in my life. Apparently, I'm not past it. How can I get over this ingrained disgust of my own body? So that's exactly anonymous what I'm talking about is. You're much closer right now in that those thoughts to that body hate. Your next step is going to be tolerance. We're not going for acceptance and love and everything else yet. You want to work your way towards tolerance. How can we work on just tolerating that this is my body? Now, that's a sentence that I would recommend you say to yourself often. This is my body. These are my hands. These are my arms, just working on finding that peace that this is just your body. So, thinking about like what Nancy said in the chat, just one thing. How about one thing that your body did for you today? Even if it's not one thing you loved about yourself, one thing your body was able to do for you. That could be sitting you in a chair. That could be walking around your house, that like there's so many things that your body does for you that you couldn't do without your body. So, working more towards tolerance and then respect can, is what is going to get you further along the body image spectrum and closer to where you want to be with your body. So, I want you to think about that. And see if doing a little bit of journaling in that way can be helpful. Are the places where a single woman can go, are there places where a single woman can go and have a partner or sexual experience with a man? I know there are a lot of places for men to go in relations. So this resort that I go to, absolutely. If that's what you mean, then yes, this temptation is definitely a place where single women go, and you can find a partner. There's single men there. There's also men and women in relationships who want to have experiences with other people. And so that's always an option. Sometimes couples are looking for another couple to have a relationship with, but quite often they're looking for another woman to join either the two of them, or like you said, to, go for the woman to go with the man, and then that woman finds another man. It's anything goes at temptation. Nobody knows you, nobody gives a shit. So yes, the answer is just yes. Are there other places? From my understanding, and see, that's why I say we are not completely in the lifestyle, but that's typically what it's called. You could search for that, lifestyle clubs, because that definitely is a place, if that's what you mean, for a woman, to go and find a man to have a relationship with, or have sexual experiences with. Definitely there's that. Where somebody asked in the chat about dating sites that are better than others, less fakes, and someone responded with checking out FetLife, FET Life. Is that what it was, Danielle? Absolutely. I don't know. So I love that you shared that, Danielle. Thank you. Anonymous has asked, where do you recommend to buy bras and underwear that help with body image confidence? And how much does clothing play a role in positive body image? It plays as much of a role as you let it or want it to. Where do you go buy bras and underwear? Let's answer that question first. What I would recommend is you go to a place that does actual bra fittings. Like plus size clothing stores will have like larger sizes if that's what you're looking for. And they often do have people that help you with fittings. Torrid is one. They often will help with fittings, and they have some great, I've gotten great bras and underwear from there. Otherwise, there's different boutiques often. So I literally just bought a new bra this weekend. I went back to this boutique. The bra I'm buying there is probably like twice the price of a bra at like Torrid or a place like that. But I tried on probably 15, 16 different bras, and she just kept adjusting and trying and adjusting and trying. I don't think you have to spend that much money, but just try things until you find what works for you. But go to a place where they'll actually fit you and help you make sure that you're finding the right size for you. Because you want something that's going to be comfortable, you want something that fits you well. Somebody mentioned intimacy has cosset. Can I say this? Cossetiers? Cossetiers. I don't know if I'm saying that right. They're not cheap, but they go the distance. And interesting. Okay. Yeah, like this bra that I'm wearing, I kind of wish I could show you, but I think that's maybe stepping a little too far. But I might get called out for that if I start taking clothes off. Sorry, everybody. You want it to be comfortable. One of my biggest things is making sure the strap is comfortable. And corsetiers are lingerie fitters. There you go. That's good to know. So they're going to know how is something fitting, and then they'll be able to show you another one and another one that are until you find the style that's right for you. My problem always is like the cup would be weird. And I think because one of my breasts is a bit smaller than the other, that tends to affect it as well, but she was able to help me fit that perfectly. So I was very excited. And I went dreaming of one of the other bras that they had there that was beautiful, but it was twice the price of this one. So I was like, I'm gonna wait on that. And mostly because she couldn't get it for me until like 2 weeks. She had to order my size. So find someone that's going to do a fitting. Corsetiers. I don't know if I'm corsetiers. Corsetiers. It's a fun word to say. So, a lingerie fitter, that's what you're looking for, someone who's actually going to help you with that. And then, how much does clothing play a role in positive body image? Probably a lot. I know even just clothing sizes can play with your mind if you let them. That's the biggest key here. It's how much you're letting it do that. I had these one pair of pants that were, I think they were like a 3X size. But they were stretchy pants. So I wore them at my heaviest weight And as I lost weight, do you know what happened? Those damn pants fit. And they fit, and they fit, and they fit. It didn't matter. Those pants still, they fit at my lowest weight. And I was like, this is some bullshit. These pants aren't supposed to fit. I'm supposed to have lost weight here. Why do these stupid pants still fit? So you know what I finally did was I threw out the pants. So was it the pants that had this role in my positive, in my body image thoughts? Yeah, the pants did, but could I have also thought, hey, I have pants that fit? I could have thought that too. So taking care of yourself and dressing in things that make you feel good are going to really help your positive body image. Not taking care of yourself, dressing yourself in clothes that don't fit well or that bother you because of things you think about them, that's not going to be great for your own positive body image. It's just all there is to it. But remember that it's the way you're thinking about it that creates how you feel about it. Like you, when you think that something's a problem, it's going to seem more and more like a problem. So I want you to really think about that. When you take care of yourself, you're going to show yourself that you matter. You're going to be dressing in clothes that fit nice and feel nice. It kind of all goes together. So that's how much I think clothing plays a role in positive body image. It can be a lot, but you can also manage what you're thinking about it and take care of yourself. All right. I have another anonymous. Still, nobody's raising their hands tonight. You're a shy bunch. All right. My marriage is feeling every day more and more like I'm living with my roommate. That can happen. My husband never shows any desire to have sex and is okay with that. Sometimes I feel like losing weight will drive me to cheat. Will it? Like you couldn't cheat now? Lots of people at lots of weight cheat. So, one thing I would suggest though is do you need to cheat? Could you speak with your husband and really address the desire? There are also such a thing as an open marriage. Would he be okay with that? That could be something you might want to discuss. If you have a desire to have sex and he has zero desire to take part in that, how would he feel about you engaging in that somewhere else? Would you even want that? See, often the cheating isn't always about the actual intimacy. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's about, I shouldn't say intimacy, the intercourse. Sometimes it's also more about what's going on in your brain. It's the excitement. It's the sneakiness. It's that anticipation, kind of like me with this toy. I've got this anticipation. I'm not trying it until we go on this vacation. So there's that buildup of anticipation, and there's that, oh, forbidden thing that we're doing. But you got to decide if that's who you want to be. Again, I personally am not here to judge that in any way. So you get to decide what's right for you. Do you want to be open and honest and discuss it with your husband? Do you want to work on, is he willing to engage in sex even though he doesn't have any desire? Maybe he's still interested in working on pleasure for you. That could be something. Another thing I would suggest is that often when we get into these situations where it feels like you're living with a roommate, what happens is you keep acting like that and you don't flirt with your roommate and you don't show any interest with your roommate. So, sort of neither of you just get pulled and pulled apart more and more. So, that's what I would question. How much desire are you showing? And are you letting it be known that you really do want more? Depending too on your husband, this is something that kind of came about with me, but it was right at that point when my husband started having erectile dysfunction issues. And that was difficult for a little bit for him to get his mind wrapped around it. He couldn't trust his body to behave the way, in the way he expected it to. That was tough. And to him, he thought he was letting me down. So, because of that, he kind of pulled away and we sort of, became a bit more like roommates for a time. But then when we started to talk about it, and I started to point out, look, intercourse, your penis in my actual vagina, that is not what does it for me. That is not what brings me to orgasm. Is it nice? Yeah. Could I do without it? Absolutely. So we also started experimenting more and more with toys because for him, his thing was he didn't want to let me down. He didn't want to disappoint me. So the more I was able to talk to him about the pleasure that I actually receive and what it is that I actually like, then he was able to figure that out, whether or not he could get it up that time or not. So, and that's why I say, like, yes, he takes these pills and that works for us too, for him to be able to have an erection. But if he forgets, or if he doesn't, or if it ends up being spontaneous, it ends up being more about that. So it ends up being more about him giving me pleasure, and he gets pleasure from doing that. I think that makes him feel really good that he's able to provide me with that too. So I have fun with that. All right. My husband is Catholic. I was his first partner. We've been married 10 years and needs to vary the intercourse. Okay, it's been the same five-step process each time. Well, that makes sense. A lot of us get into ruts like that too. Like many women, I do not orgasm in intercourse. Yeah, we bought some toys, but he felt uncomfortable. The Kama Sutra books seemed way advanced. Is there another basic book or resource we can start with? That is a very good question. So it sounds to me like what you're asking for is some kind of basic book or resource to start with different sexual positions. Is that what you're thinking? Or different sexual, say like programs, like, do this, then this, then this. This can come about in different ways. So I had this book. I still have it actually in my drawer. I could pull it out and show you guys one time. Just some variation. Okay. So, working on some variation in just how things come about and focus on it in the foreplay department. There, it was a book. You look on Amazon for books, dating books, or that. No, don't write dating books. You're going to get something else. But there are these books that talk about like date nights and what to do and different sexual things, like start here or start there. We actually used to have a deck of cards too, or dice that you could roll that say, like, okay, kiss this, lick that, that type of thing. Maybe doing some of that first, but maybe you want to start initiating different variations of process. What happens is often people find they know what works. What did Corinne call her vibrator? Well, the guaranteed winner. So when we know the guaranteed winner, then our brains like certainty. So it makes sense why we would keep going back to that five-step process that we know is a guaranteed winner. If that five-step process is not the guaranteed winner, then it's time to really speak up about how you want to change things up. This is just a great time for you to just, pun intended, I guess, fuck around and find out. Try different things. If I can find a book, I will. I'm trying to think of, I don't think I actually have a book that really discusses different positions. I feel like I do and it's not coming to me, so I apologize for that. But yeah, just really focusing on, you could focus on different sensations, bringing different sensations into the bedroom, which could just be, feathers, soft things, silk, that type of thing, and start with stuff like that. But maybe try to not reinvent the whole wheel at the beginning. So try to bring like something new in each time, a different type of vibrator, a different type of toys that, because I, what did you say? We bought some toys, but he felt uncomfortable. So I want you to think about the type of toys that you have, because there are so many different types. You can show him how you like them. You can be the one that holds them. I'm usually the one that holds mine for the most part. So showing him how it brings you pleasure would be great. Definitely just invest in some more toys. That would be my first suggestion, because that's going to give you some variation. Someone in the chat said, and don't take it too serious with games and toys. Have fun and laugh, release the stress. It creates bonding too. Absolutely. That's what you really want to think about. What's the point? The point of all of this is connection, intimacy, and just enjoying each other. So look for ways that you can do that. Don't forget things like showers or tubs, that type of thing as well can definitely be a great place to start when you're trying to sort of change things up. But if I think of any books, I'll try to post on Facebook and I'll make sure I bring it next time. All right. I have another question. We only have like 10 minutes left, everybody, and nobody's raised their hand, and I've been talking this whole entire time. That's crazy. All right. I have no desire to have sex. I love my husband. He's amazing, but I'm not interested. So I avoid coming up to bed and end up sacrificing my sleep because I hate to say no. What do I need to do? I need sleep. What do I do? I need sleep and not sex. You need to have a conversation with him and let him know. That's what I would recommend. You need to let him know that you're not interested. Does he know that? I guess that would be my first question. Does he know that? Have you told him that? Because it sounds like instead of telling him that, you're giving in and then doing something that you're not interested in doing, which is why you're now not getting sleep. So that's about the best answer I can give you, is have a conversation with him. Now, what I really want you to pay attention to is it him? Or is it just sex in general? Is it intercourse? Is it the type of sex? Because sometimes that's a bit of a kind of like a hidden thing that our brains tell us we just don't like sex, but maybe it's just the kind of sex you've had that you're not liking. There was a book, Come As You Are, and she actually talks about this in that book. The idea that often when people say they don't like sex, it's because they haven't had the sex that they would like. They haven't had the type of intimacy, the type of connection, the really feel good, like sex that really speaks to them. So I would ask yourself that question too. If you have no desire to have that kind of sex, like, is there any kind of sexual intimacy that you do appreciate, that you do enjoy? And could you include that in the conversation with him? That maybe you'd like to try it different ways, but when you go to bed every day, that's not the time that you want to discuss it or think about it. When you're going to sleep, you're going to sleep. But maybe there is a place and time that you can have that discussion. All right. I love the reminder about taking baths together. We used to do it fairly often, and I love it. I'll suggest we do it again in the next couple of weeks. Yes, great example of fucking around and find out. Me too. I love showers together. My husband insists that our shower at home is not big enough for the two of us to be in and be able to move. He's probably right, but I still want to do it. It's actually one of the things that I get to enjoy when I'm on vacation because most of the rooms actually at this place that we go to in Mexico have dual shower heads. So you can both shower once and you actually both get a shower head, which is pretty cool. I love that. Nobody has to stand there and be cold. So we enjoy that quite a bit. But yeah, sometimes get out of the box. Think about what else could we do, where to start things off, to change things up, and to connect with what do you really want. So, everybody, as you're doing your journaling this month, that's what I want you to be thinking about. Where am I at with my body image and with intimacy and sex? Am I where I want to be? And if I'm not, why not? If you're not and you want to get some coaching and come see me as a private client, that's always available to you. If you're not and you want to bring it to ask coaches and ask questions, often I get them. Sometimes you'll get other coaches. If you're not getting the answer you want, you ask again. You just keep asking. You can also always email me at support at pnptribe.com if you have specific questions you really want me to answer. I got you. You ask away. I will help you out and answer things. So reach out. I don't see any more questions. I am glad you were all here and asked so many questions that we were able to fill this up. Next time I want you to think about, could I get some coaching on this call? If I were to raise my hand, what would we talk about? We could talk about what works for you and what doesn't. Make sure people, those of you that did ask questions, go back and listen to some of the replays of the other sex calls that I've done, because there have been people on those calls that did get coached on things like that we were talking about tonight. So there is a bonus course in No BS that does talk about how to love your body. Judith Guitton, there's a bunch of prompts and stuff in there as well. It was, how to dress for the body you love, or how to, it's a really good course too. I love it. I love Judith Guitton. So you are welcome, Lori. I'm glad everybody had a good time at this call. Reach out with any of those questions, and I will see you all next time. Bye, everybody. Have a good night.